blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear and sweet viewers of Madani channel, today we have a beautiful topic. Is about our homes. We all know the condition of our homes, so but inshallah we will give you tips how to make your home sweet home and how our home should be, inshallah. Otherwise we all know our home condition better than anyone else, but inshallah Islamic point of view, how our home should be and what are the problems in our homes, how we can solve these problems, inshallah. Many other things will be discussed today, inshallah. The blessings of Durood e Pak, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, the person closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited Durood e Pak in abundance in this world. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Aiye kalam sunte hain.
Sallallahu alayhi ka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayhi ka ya Habib Allah. واہ کیا جو دو کرم ہے شہ بتہا تیرا واہ کیا جو دو کرم ہے شہ بتہا تیرا نہیں سنتا تیرا تیرا میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کہ حبیب میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک حبيب يعني محبوب ومحب من نہیں میرا تیرا یعنی محبوب ومحب من نہیں میرا تیرا آہ کیا جو دو کرن ہے شہب پرہا تیرا ایک میں ہی کیا میرے اسی جا کی حقیقت کتنی مجھ سے 100,00,000 کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا تیرے قدموں میں جو ہے غیر کمو کیا دیکھے تیرے قدموں میں جو ہے غیر کمو کیا چڑھے دیکھ کے تلوار تیرا کون نظروں پہ چڑھے دیکھ کے تلوار تیرا آہا کیا جو دو کرن ہے شہبت تیرا تیرے ٹکڑوں سے پنے غیر کی ٹھوکر پہ نہ ڈال تیرے ٹکڑوں آقا تیرے ٹکڑوں سے پنے جھڑکیاں کھا کہاں چھوڑ کے صدقہ تیرا جھڑکیاں کھا کہاں چھوڑ کے صدقہ تیرا وہاں کیا جو کرن ہے شہبت تیرا تیری سرکار ملاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع تیری سرکار ملاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع جو میرا واس ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا جو میرا واس ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا آہا کیا جو کرم ہے شہبت تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ بیوٹیفل کلام آف سیدی اعلی حضرت علیہ رحمہ ماشاء اللہ inshallah, all in action. How the home should be, inshallah, our homes. Chalein ji, Shahid bhai, beautiful smile. Chalein, we'll explore something, inshallah. Chalein, pehle iftikhar bhai se shuru kar do. Ji, iftikhar bhai.
Alhamdulillah, our homes are places of joy and happiness. Our homes are, alhamdulillah, silence and where we should feel relaxed. And when we go home, we feel that comfort and ease after a hard day's work. So, alhamdulillah, when we think of our homes, it brings a smile to our face.
It's a dream home.
It's a dream home.
You're talking about a dream home, not a real home.
I'll talk to you about my home.
MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, it's mentioned in Tafsir al-Qurtubi. The Allama Qurtubi ala Rahma mentioned that it is false for us to educate our children and family members about the religion and teach them virtuous things and such manners and skills to them without which it's difficult for them to survive. So it's the case for us, for all of us, to want to make our house that beautiful home that we all want. Is that it's our job to educate our children, our family members, and make a duty upon us to make them virtuous and give them good manners. Now, one beautiful story that Mubalik he mentioned, which is I thought I'll share on Madani channel as well, which is inspiring for all of us,
mashallah,
is that when the father he does something or the mother she does something, the children, it has a massive impact on them. So how the father and the mother are living their lives, the children directly and indirectly are using that as their role model and their template for their life to follow. And he said that my father used to take me fajr every day. And he said one day that I became lazy. And I said, my father went to do wuzu, it was cold. I don't want to come out of my blanket. And my father, he said, hurry up, get ready, I'm going to do wuzu, you get ready. He said, I said to my mother, when my father comes back, just say to him that he's not feeling well, he'll read at home today. And he's got high temperature. So mother, she said to the father, leave him today, he's going to read at home. But the father, he was very passionate and he knew the importance of religion, that today I let him off, tomorrow he's going to say that I don't want to read. So he said, I said to him, you got 5 minutes. And normally we hear our father say that, 5 minutes, come down, time to go masjid, time to go madrasa. He said, I heard that. I said, Dad, I'm not well. Dad said, open the door. He came inside, grabbed me from the hand and he took me towards the masjid. He said, what about my slippers? Dad said, no time now. He's taking me towards the masjid. He said, I hurt my feet on the way. And my feet, they started to bleed a little bit. I done wuzu and I offered salah, came back and I was crying. And my mom, she said to my father, didn't you have mercy upon him? He said, I had mercy upon him, that's why I took him.
Allah.
If I didn't have mercy upon him, I wouldn't have taken him. So I had mercy upon him, that's why I took him. To show him the importance of salah, offering his namaz, that's my duty. Everything else that follows is in his destiny. But my job is to make sure that he knows the importance of salah. He said, when I grew up, now my father's passed away, I grew up. And I was working, I was doing a job and I had 3 children. He said, I made sure they offered their salah. He said, a day came in my life, a time came where for 3 days we had nothing to eat in the household. There was nothing. I came home and, you know, when you come home as a father and you got nothing to bring for the family, it's one of the most difficult days to go into your house.
Cheers.
You know, the homes that we say, that day for a father, for any individual, when he's come home empty-handed, is a day that he remembers for a long time. He said, I was empty-handed. 3 days, no customers, no people came. I came home, I asked the wife, it was after Maghrib and Isha time. She said, they've offered their Maghrib, so don't worry. But before Isha put them to sleep, they were hungry. And I thought, if I don't put them to sleep now, they're going to be hungry all night. There's no food in the house. He said, did they offer Isha Salah? She said, no, don't wake them up. He said, the first thing I've done is I woke them up. He said, my job is to make sure they offer their Salah. He said, I woke them up, they offered their Salah. And he said, the risk is from Allah Almighty, that's not in my control. My job is to do my duty. My duty is to wake them up, make sure they offer their Salah. He said, after they offered their Salah for Isha, they asked about food. There was a knock on the door. And at the door, there was such an individual that had so much food that we were confused that he must have the wrong house. He said, no, I've come to bring it to you. We said, why have you come to our house with this tray of food and all this lavish food that we could have never ever imagined? He said that I invited my friend to the house. We were about to eat and we had an argument. And our argument, it got worse. And my friend said to me that I'm never going to eat from your house. And he left.
Allah.
And all this food was available. So I set off looking for somebody. And when I got close to your doors, my heart, it pulled me towards your house. And my feet, they stopped here. So I thought I'll knock and I'll present you with this food. He goes, take it as a gift from me. He sat down with the children and the wife. Everybody said, look, our job is, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, to educate the family, to motivate them, to fulfill the commands of Allah Almighty. The risk will come, the risk will follow. And today our homes, if we don't educate our children, make them motivated towards the deen, then what will happen is that when they grow up, they won't have priority towards the deen. They'll be worried about the dunya more. So inshallah, from a practical side, we should be showing them that this is the importance. And what they see from you, this is how they're going to grow up living their life. Just like that man, he said, my father took me for Fajr. I grew up making my children namazi. Say. And it continues on like this. So it's a chain. It will continue on. Their children remember this. They'll grow up. Their children become namazi. So our homes, for them to become beautiful, is we have to follow the commands of Allah. We say our children don't listen to us. But how many commands of Allah are we following? How many times are we disobeying Allah Almighty? If we're disobeying Allah Almighty and then we expect our children to listen to us, it's then obviously we've not understood something. So we have to make sure that we obey Allah Almighty, we fear Allah Almighty, we follow the commands, and then our children be obedient to us as well. And the last thing I'll mention regarding this point here is that a lot of the time we take our children away from the deen. Only yesterday, Shah Sahib, I went to a shop and I met the uncle there, the shop owner. He said, my grandson, he used to go to a certain place to study. And he goes, we took him away. Why? Because of his exams and things like that. He said, today he's not studying, he's not doing anything, and he's just traveling, going around everywhere. Because I wish we didn't take him out. We take our children away from the religion, they don't become ours, and they stay away from the religion as well. You take them closer to the religion, fill their hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they'll be yours forever, inshallah.
Subhanallah. Bahut pyari baat ki, you give your child to religion, and then religion back to your child. Aur is tarah karega ki wo aapki farma bardari mein apni zindagi guzarega. MashaAllah. Ji, Shahid bhai.
MashaAllah, beautiful incident mentioned by Iftihar bhai. Our home is made by the occupants who live in the home as well. And if there's a good connection with the occupants, then you can have a peaceful home. Otherwise, it's just a house made out of bricks without any peace. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's important that the occupants within the home have a understanding with each other. We see many homes, Shah Sahib, where people do have problems. Every household has a problem. But in order to tackle that problem, there has to be an understanding between the occupants as well. For example, if the husband has a particular problem at work or something, and he's stressed out, comes home, and his children or his wife don't give him the time or don't listen to him or ask him how has his day been, it's going to cause him further stress, further problems. Instead of saying to him, how was your day, being polite to him, how was things, are you okay? Instead, the wife may start arguing, what have you bought today, the kids haven't had anything, how much have you earned? These are the problems which you normally face. So a house is made with the occupants and the connection with the one another as well. In the house, you get parents, you get siblings, you get husband and wife. There has to be a mutual understanding with everybody. There cannot be any, okay, the father of the household, the elder person in the household, will probably head of the household and make certain decisions without asking the rest of the family members. It may be beneficial, it may not be beneficial in certain circumstances. Being the eldest of the house, there has to be a matter of level of respect as well. You have to respect your parents in that aspect because they have been through life, they have seen things and experienced things. So if your parents are doing a particular thing or asking you to do a particular thing, this is because they are talking from experience, they are talking about the benefit which will help you in the future. Like if Tuharba mentioned that children, when we tell them to read namaz, it is our duty as parents, we are in telling them what to do based on deen, to read namaz, because this will not only benefit them this world, it will benefit them the hereafter. And it will also benefit them in the long term, because when they get married, they will be used to reading namaz and teaching their children as well. So it's something beneficial in the long term. We see some households, Shah Sahib, where anybody has arguments in the household. We tend to, rather than impatient, we tend to start retaliating with an argument. Rather than walking away, our level of tolerance, our level of patience is out of the window, because there's no understanding between the two. When you start to have arguments with another, rather than walking away, may end up with the physical aspect among family members. And Shah Sahib, I have seen this in families where family members have had little argument over issue, rather than one person walking away, they've ended up having physical altercation with one another, which has drifted family members away from another. Not only those family members are now not talking to each other, they don't even see each other at all. Whether it's on weddings or either, they don't want to see each other at all. Sad state in the aspect, because the love between siblings, the love between parents, the love between other family members, it just goes out of the window over trivial matters. And therefore, we need to understand that these trivial matters should not get in the way of a family to have a peaceful home. To have a peaceful home, we need to educate ourselves on deen. We need to educate our children on deen. We need to learn respecting of our parents, what deen teaches us. We need to learn about respect of our siblings, respect of our children, our daughters, how we should treat our daughters, our sons, our wife, how should a wife be at home as well. Because we see each other when a person gets married and the wife comes, it's a complete new atmosphere for her.
Gee.
It's a complete new environment, because she's used to her life in her household with her parents, with her brothers and sisters, how she was before marriage. But when she comes to a new household, it's completely new for her. And certain things may be different what she used to do to lead a life in her parents' home. And now that she's married, she has to think twice as much as to what she should do. And we should give time for a person to understand the rest of the family members as well. We can't expect a person to change overnight. Some people think, well, she's my wife, she needs to do everything as I say. It shouldn't work that way. It should be that you are now partners of one another. There has to be a mutual understanding with one another. There must be understanding. And once there is an understanding with one another, then it can be beneficial for the rest of the family as well.
MashaAllah. Bahut tafseel se Shahid bhai ne explain kiya, family and everything. MashaAllah, hamare sath ye bhi, homes banta hai relations se. Relationship. Basically, to ghar ke andar ko eete, diwaare, ye cheeze to nahi count hoti na. Asal to agar jhopdi mein bhi rahe aur relationship achhi ho, to wo jhopdi bhi mahal hoti hai. And if you are in a palace and there is no relationship in there, then वो एक पहली क्या होगा, वो भी आपको काटने को दौड़ेगा, बंदा वहां भागता है. अच्छा, रिलेशनशिप जो होते हैं वो किस पे बेस करते हैं, बेस क्या है? आवर होम्स की जो बेस है हैप्पीनेस की, वो रिलेशनशिप है. और रिलेशनशिप की जो बेस है वो फीलिंग्स की है. इफ देर आर नो फीलिंग्स अमंग्स ईच अदर, कोई बेस ही नहीं है, फिर वो रिलेशन ही नहीं है, फिर वो अपने भी गैर हो जाते हैं. तो इसीलिए होता ना, रिलेशन होता तो गैर भी अपने हो जाते हैं. लेकिन यहां पर रिलेशन ही ना हो, फीलिंग ही ना हो, एहसास ही ना हो, एक दूसरे के मामलात को समझने की बात ही ना हो, कि हर कोई अपने राइट्स की बात करता है, मी एंड माई सेल्फ, कोई और बात ही नहीं कर रही, माई वे और नो वे, तो वहां पे कभी भी होम स्वीट होम नहीं होता है. कहीं भी वो घर कहते ना आवर होम्स, कोई आवर होम्स नहीं कहता है, माई होम भी कह रहा होता है. कि नहीं, वो दूसरे को कंसिडर ही नहीं कर रहा था, हमारे टॉपिक ही नहीं रखा कि माई होम, आवर होम्स. हर कोई कहे ये मेरा घर है, वो कब कहेगा? जब वो घर के अंदर फीलिंग होगी, घर के अंदर रिलेशनशिप स्ट्रांग होगी, घर के अंदर यूनिटी होगी, घर के अंदर ट्रस्ट होगा, घर के अंदर एक दूसरे की बातें बर्दाश्त करने की चीजें होंगी. हमारे बर्दाश्त ही नहीं है, बस हुक्म चलता है और उसके बाद काम खराब हो जाता है. एतमाद नहीं है, ट्रस्ट नहीं है. दीज आर द थिंग्स जो हमारे घर को आवर होम्स नहीं बना रही है, वो कुछ और ही बना रही है. आवर होम जो होता है उसके अंदर मोहब्बतें, प्यार होता है, हर कोई खुश होता है, हर कोई कहता है ये मेरा घर है और ये हम इस घर में रहते हैं, ये हमारा घर है, हम मिलकर रहते हैं. तो इसीलिए हमने ये टॉपिक लिया है कि हमें वो चीजें देखनी है जिसकी वजह से हमारे घरों के अंदर मसाइल हैं. और माशाल्लाह ऐसे हाईलाइट किया, नो डाउट इफ यू नो ओबेइंग अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल एंड इफ यू नॉट फॉलोइंग द कमांडमेंट्स ऑफ अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल एंड द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, देन देयर इज नो ब्लेसिंग इन योर हाउस. Doesn't matter you earn 2,000 or 3,000 or 5,000 pound a week or month. There's no happiness. If you have क्या कहते हैं satisfaction of your peace and heart, then seriously, आप किसी दो बेडरूम के किराए के घर में भी रह रहे होंगे ना, आपको इतना सुकून मिलेगा कि किसी छह बेडरूम के घर में भी नहीं मिलता होगा. असल जो है ना वो पीस, वो दिल का है, वो सुकून दिल का है और वो अल्लाह के जिक्र से मिलता है. अल्लाह बेजिक्रिल्लाह तत्मईन्नुल कुलूब, अल्लाह के जिक्र से दिलों को सुकून मिलता है. ये चीज अपने बच्चों में भी डाइवर्ट करें तो इंशाल्लाह घरों के अंदर सुकून आना शुरू हो जाएगा. Ji Arun bhai.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Sahib sahab, no doubt. And you know, when we look at how to make the perfect home, or how to try and make the home a place where it is peaceful, there's a good environment, we look towards the home and towards the noble character of none other than our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And it is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, where he stated that the best amongst you is the one who is best to his family, and I am the best from you to my family. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first has given us a criteria that who is the best from amongst you, the person who is best to his family. And then he is telling us who the example is to follow, that I'm from amongst you, I am the one best to my family. So no doubt, whenever we look as, you know, we want to see a parameter, we want, you know, what should the standard and level be, or the example be, then we look towards none other than our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he told us directly and indirectly. You know, some things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us by doing and saying, but there's something that we just hear from his prophetic character, the way he used to deal with things, the way he used to reply to people, etc., which teach us how we should be towards our family, our loved ones, and especially those close to us. And says that when it comes to the home and the family, many people, because, you know, sometimes they do, you know, long hours and they be at work all day. When they come home, sometimes you find that all that stress, all that, you know, headache and that tension that they have built up at work, they've bottled it up, and as soon as they enter the door, you know, they'll try to just find an excuse. You know, something's not in its place, or the food is a bit, you know, not as warm as it should be, or it's not ready, etc. They'll be like, they just find an excuse to vent their anger, that, you know, I'm tired from work and I've done this and you guys don't appreciate me, etc. And it's just like he's waiting to explode, basically, on his family members, whereas, you know, they're probably waiting all day to see him and, you know, probably have put effort in to do things. But this is the wrong way to go about it. Just because you've, you know, had trouble at work, or you've had a long day, or something's not gone wrong, doesn't mean that your family members are the one deserving of your anger, of, you know, your bad behavior, etc., like this. So when we come home, we should be in a good, obviously, you know, things happen, says Ab, and we have bad days, we have good days. It's not that just on the good days we are good to our family and we're happy and we're smiling and we speak to them nicely, but on the bad days we have to remember that whenever something does go wrong, you know, just try to remember the good things about the family, or you know, the good qualities, and try to suppress that anger. And you know, if you go to anger and how to suppress that, that's obviously a topic in itself. But you know, your family are not basically a punching bag in that sense, that you know, they're there to absorb all your anger and all your bad behavior in this sense. So that's one thing to remember, that please, whenever you know such things do come home, try to be in, you know, good mood and come across to them nicely. And we see this from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well, because I was reading across the seerah, and it is mentioned in one place that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to come home from a journey at night time. He wouldn't disturb his family members. He would wait till the next morning, and then he would meet them, and then he would, you know, go about his affairs. So there's many, many little things that we can pick from the prophetic seerah as well on how to treat the family, inshallah.
Iftikhar, but there are many other things we can say, how can make our homes better and peacefully, and especially the loving one. Yani agar pyar mohabbat nahi hai to kuch bhi nahi, Iftikhar.
Ji, definitely, Shah Sahib.
Money is not everything.
Money is not everything. You have to be very considerate. If we think, and we just mention a few names, automatically we think of things. We think mom or wife, we think kitchen, we think son, daughter, we think studying, think father, work. And that's not the only things that they got in life. Then everybody needs that comfort, that warmth, that encouragement in the house. And that's what you have to understand with emotional intelligence, what that person's feeling at that time. Remember, these are the things that we picture them or we expect them to do. But will they be capable of doing this every single day? For example, your children. You want them to study, but they're not going to study 24 hours, are they? They're not going to be studying all the time. So every time you see them, where's your book, where's your pencil case? They're going to run away from you to the other room. Every time you expect to see the mother of your children, she's going to be in the kitchen? No. Every time they see you, they expect you to be on the worktop working. If you think about ourselves, we don't want that, do we? All the time working, we want a bit of space. And what to do is to get that space sometimes, to make that house and appreciate each other. That's a word that is very key, to appreciate each other, to realize how important the other family member is. When they go away for a while,
Allah.
Then when they go away for a while, you truly understand and appreciate how valuable they are. I'll give a couple of examples. For example, the sister's ijtima takes place on a Sunday and you're left with the children. When she's not there, you realize all the work that she was doing and how valuable she is. Likewise, the Islamic brother, when he goes on Madani Kafla for 3 days, the household realized how many tasks he was doing. The children, when they're not there, or they come back late from a trip maybe, or they're gone to their parents, how empty the house feels. He used to say, they get on my nerves, a headache, I wish they weren't here. These kind of comments you're making. But when they're not there, ask yourself, is that house the same? It's not, is it?
Yeah.
Or if one of them, the one that really annoys you, out of your children, or the one that you think that he always does my head in, take them away for 1 week, leave them somewhere.
Aye.
You'll miss them the most. The one that the one that you are saying that's the most annoying, he's probably the one that's the most lively in your house. The one that keeps everybody entertained. He makes grandparents laugh. On the phone, he makes somebody else laugh. He's active, and you're saying he's the most annoying. So we don't appreciate each other. We don't realize how valuable each family member is. I'm just thinking about myself. I've worked hard. I need the time. I need the space. My sofa, my control. You lot move to the back. And this is why that one of the beautiful things that we see, and it's one of the best things that you can come across as a young man.
Aye.
You know, we've traveled to, alhamdulillah, many countries due to Madani Kafla and Dawat Islami. But people that stand out in your mind, Shah Sahib, is a young man with good manners.
Allah.
When you see a young man, whether it's in Turkey, Indonesia, Australia, Pakistan, he really makes you stand out. That is a young man, 15, 16 years old, and the way he's speaking to you, his mannerisms, his politeness, his care, it stands out so much that it has such an impact on you. But on the flip side, that's why it's mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ stated, no father has given his child a gift that is better than good manners. Teaching him the good manners is he's representing you and the household. On the other hand, if he's got no good manners, I was speaking to a child recently, and I was trying to have a conversation with him, and he's a young man at high school, and I was getting like sounds back from him. How do you converse with somebody that's only going to make sounds back at you? And this is what the problem that we have is that the manners won't come from outside. They won't come from the school, the college, these places. Yes, there might be bits and bobs, but the main emphasis and the main responsibility is from the household. When you provide them with the right manners, the right tools, wherever they will go, they will be, alhamdulillah, successful. Every company, every school, every institution wants people inside that have good manners. Whichever company they go to, if they haven't got good manners, they're going to get rid of them. If they're rude, they're going to get rid of that individual. And this is why that the family members, you know, if your family member tells you you're doing something wrong, you don't mind as much. But if somebody outside tells you, it's a bit more, obviously, you become more defensive. For example, if you got something on your clothes before you leave home, your family said, quickly change your clothes, they don't look good. You don't really mind because your family told you. When you go outside and someone's laughing and giggling at you and they're saying, look at your clothes, there's a silent note over there, there's food on there, then you take it a bit more to heart. So when your family tell you something or they try to correct you, take it as positive criticism. Take care of something that they care about you. Remember, the only the people that are trying to correct you, they care about you. If they don't care about you, they won't try. And this is a brilliant story, is that if we don't correct our family members when they make the first mistake, doesn't matter if they're young or they're older, if we don't correct them, what's going to happen is that that's going to become a habit. And then that habit is going to become annoying. Then it's going to lead to arguments. It's going to lead to quarreling. It's going to lead to you probably falling out. For example, you know that they dislike that you put your socks in a certain place, you go home. And the first time they tell you, now you're going to cut it out. But if they don't tell you, you're going to keep doing it. And same with the children. They end up doing something unless you stop them. If you stop them, it's going to save the argument from becoming prolonged. And this is why a person, he was about to be hanged. And when he's about to be hanged, they say, oh, they ask you, what is your last and final wish? He said, I want to see my mother. I said, that's good. At least he's going to see his mother. Mm-hmm. When the mother came, And the son, he was given the last opportunity to see and speak to her. He started to attack his mother. The guards pulled him back. They said, what kind of individual are you? That today you are attacking your mother. It's your last moments in this world. He said, it's all her fault. They said, that's the wrong thing to say. He said, listen to my story. The first day, he said, I stole a pencil from school. And I brought that pencil home. And my mom, she knew, but she didn't say anything. He said, the next day, I bought the whole pencil case. Again, she didn't say anything. So then I went and took somebody else's belongings. She didn't say anything. She didn't stop me. Allah. He said, from there, I thought, that's I'm getting, my heart's growing and no one's stopping me. So he said, from there, I robbed the local shop. From there, I went on to do bigger robberies. Eventually, I was caught and I reached a stage now that I'm going to be sentenced to death. Why? Because in my last robbery, we ended up killing people. He goes, if my mother stopped me at the pencil, when I took the pencil and she told me off, she scolded me and she explained to me that this is wrong to take somebody else's belonging. And she made me face the embarrassment of going back to school and giving that pencil to the individual that it belonged to. Today, I'm going to be standing in this position. So wherever you see your husband, if you're doing something wrong, then accept it. Why? If she's doing something wrong, accept it when someone tells you in the family. Why? Because they care about you and they're telling you. And this is where they'll save you from making further mistakes. So also with the children, if they've done something wrong, yes, they're your children. You say they're the best in the world. Okay, they're the best in the world. But when they're doing something wrong, stop them at that stage. Otherwise, they're going to end up doing wrong, and wrong is going to have a domino effect. And they're going to end up doing more things that are wrong, which are going to eventually lead to maybe police coming to your house or something else, which is even more severe for them, maybe going to prison. So this is why I stop them at the early stage when anybody makes a mistake. And you see that your house, inshallah, you'll be helping each other to rectify yourself.
MashaAllah. Many Madni Pearls has been covered by Iftikhar Bhai. Waqai, ghar bachon ki tarbiyat and all these things. Aapko main arz karunga as a beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make your home sweet home. When you go to your home, give salah and with a smiley face. This is also the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala na said that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam come home, always with a smiley face aur apne ahle khana ko salam kiya karte. To hum kyun nahi karte? Hum ghar mein dakhil hote, kahan hai ye, kahan hai wo, kahan hai, thaka hua aaya hu. To ghar kahan se hoga? Bacche bhi nazar aayenge, bacche bhi side par ho jayenge, bhai aa gaya koi. Isse behtar hai ki na aata to acha tha. Fir khud aapko ghar kaatne ko, aap kehte koi aa nahi raha mere paas, to kaise aayega yaar? Aapne apne charon taraf kaante laga liye hain. फायर मारने के इधर से फायर मार रहे हैं, इधर से फायर, मोहब्बत प्यार है ही नहीं है. अब आप घर में जाए काम काज में थोड़ा हाथ बिठा दे. मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम घर में हाथ बटाया करते थे. आपने कोई ये चीजें की हैं तो अब घर सिर्फ यही बोलेगा यार मैं बाहर बहुत कुछ कर लिया, अब अंदर कुछ भी नहीं करूंगा. कभी मैं ये नहीं बोलूंगा झूठे मुंह, अच्छे मुंह, जो भी आपका मुंह है उस मुंह से ही बीवी की तारीफ कर दें. आप माशाल्लाह बहुत कम करती हैं, बहुत आपने घर झूठे क्यों, वाकई सच्चे मुंह से कहना चाहिए. अगर आप सच्चे हैं तो काम करती है, जब ही तो घर साफ सुथरा है. मैंने पढ़ा था, वो कहता है एक मेरा मैजिक घर है. एक ने लिखा, एक खातून ने दर्द भरी एक अपनी वो लिखी कि अपने शौहर को थोड़ा रियलाइज कराने के लिए, मेरा घर एक जादू वाला घर है, मैजिक हाउस है. कि जहां पे मैं जाता हूं तो जब घर से जा रहा होता हूं तो कचरा पड़ा हुआ होता है, कपड़े पड़े हुए होते हैं, कुछ भी नहीं होता है, बच्चों के बर्तन होते हैं. मेरा घर जादू का, जब मैं आता हूँ तो हर चीज अपनी जगह पर होती है, जूते अपनी जगह पे होते हैं, घर मेरा साफ होता है, कपड़े धुले हुए होते हैं, बच्चे मेरे साफ सुथरे होते हैं, बच्चे जो खाना खा चुके होते हैं मेरे लिए खाना बना हुआ होता है, मेरा किचन बिल्कुल साफ. यानी मेरा घर मैजिक है, मुझे पता ही नहीं होता खुद ब खुद ये चीजें हो रही है. कौन कर रहा है, कोई जिन थोड़ी है. ये वही है जिसको आप रिस्पेक्ट नहीं देते, जिसको आप कुछ समझते नहीं है. अब बहुत सारी चीजें हम भी शायद भाई भी रियलाइज कर रहे होंगे, मैं भी रियलाइज, बात खाली कहने की नहीं होती, कभी कभी रियलाइजेशन हो जाती है. कि होता यही है कि चीजें सामने होती है, बंदा कभी इंपॉर्टेंस नहीं देता, लेकिन बहुत सारी चीजें हमें भी बैठ के जब हम बात करते हैं ना तो सिर्फ आपको नहीं एड्रेस कर रहे होते, अपने को भी एड्रेस कर रहे होते. तो बहुत सारी चीजें खुद भी जहन में आ रही होती, हाँ यार ये होना चाहिए, बात करते हुए. और बंदा अपनी भी इस तरह कर रहा होता है. तो हम ये सिर्फ आपके लिए नहीं है, इट्स फॉर एवरीबॉडी, फॉर माई सेल्फ, फॉर योर सेल्फ, फॉर एवरीवन. डू दीज थिंग्स इन आवर होम. वो भी कोई है ना, तो लाजमी सी बात है, चले कोई आगे पीछे हो गया मामला तो अब जाकर थैंक यू कह दे, जजाकल्ला कह दे, शुक्रिया कर दे, खाना बहुत अच्छा बनाया, कभी तो तारीफ कर दे कि खाना अच्छा बनाया, आज आप अच्छी लग रही है, चले आपको कोई गिफ्ट दे देता हूँ. ये घर में मोहब्बतें लेकर आता है, गिफ्ट बीवी तो क्या हो गया, दोस्तों को दे रहे हो, दूसरों को दे रहे हो, जो दिन भर काम कर रही है इसको कुछ नहीं दे रहे. कोई नौकरानी थोड़ी है वो, तो ये सारी चीजें आपके घर को एक आइडियल घर बना देगी. आवर होम विल बी आइडियल होम. आप सबको स्टोरी याद आएगा. ठीक है.
Once this man, he's sitting in a lecture or a talk, and the speaker telling the people that you should compliment your house members and especially your wife, you know, when she makes some food or something. And he goes, when all of you go home today, you are going to, when you eat, compliment the food and the wife. And so this man, you know, he goes home, sits down to eat, he's eating his food. And he calls his wife, he's like, this food is amazing, you know, like, how did you make it? And, you know, why is it so good today? And he's just, you know, basically complimenting her extra. And the wife, her face drops. She's angry. And she says, every day I cook for you, I make food for you, and I've never gotten a compliment. But one day, food has come from the neighbor's house, and you're complimented like this, and you find it so tasty, how dare you? And it becomes a fuss, basically. So the lesson here is that... We should be in a habit of just, you know, from time to time complimenting and noticing little things. Because a lot of the things, they happen in the background when we don't notice. Like you said, magic house. It doesn't happen by itself. There's a lot of hard work, time that goes into it, effort that goes to it. Especially for those who have children, managing everything. You know, we think our jobs are hard, but even managing the home, managing the children, the chores, etc., is not an easy task. And that to do it every day as well, where there's no rest, etc., is a hard task. So, you know, appreciating and complimenting little things goes a long way.
अगर आप continue कर रहे होते तो इतना बड़ा blast नहीं होता घर में. तो continue action हमेशा असर रखता है. यही पता चला. शायद भाई quickly इंशाल्लाह Madani Phool, then we'll move on to कुछ वेट कर रहे हैं बबलू कनीज फातिमा बच्चे भी वेट कर रहे हैं.
I'm not taking side of any Islamic sisters who may be watching this program. Yes. But if we look at it, a woman
आप normally लेते हैं वैसे.
A woman has a big responsibility in the household chores as well. If you look at it, during Ramzan, for example, she gets up, she prepares a sari for those who are big sari. Mm-hmm. She prepares iftari for everyone in the house as well. And everyone has a different way of cooking. Everyone has a different way of cooking. Just like there is no means of cure by every doctor for every illness, likewise, every woman's cooking is different and it may not be tasty. We can change our doctor if we don't like our doctor, but we can't change our partner. So therefore, we got to deal with them as they are. Whatever cooking they do, majority of the arguments between husband and wife may be over food, over cooking, where is the husband's clothes, why is he not ironed, where is certain things placed. Mashallah, if we just look at this aspect, a wife, she will know every item where it is in the house, where is the husband's clothes, where is things in the kitchen for cooking, she knows everything. If a husband is left alone in the kitchen for a day and asked to do something, he will run around trying to find things. So therefore, whenever...
He will put the net and see how it's made. He will order it, he will come.
That's a simple solution. But do we ever appreciate our wives being in the kitchen, our sisters, our mothers in the kitchen, cooking everything? Do we ever spend time and saying, look, you're doing this, tell me what can I do to help you out by doing some preparation? And it'll give them a bit of a comfort, it'll give them a bit of a thought that at least my husband cares about me, at least my husband is there to help me in time when I need as well. Unfortunately, husbands expect miracles. That they want to come home, they want to have everything prepared for them, everything ready, and not do anything as well. The laziness of husbands in that aspect, controlling, we shouldn't be like that. As Muslims, we have a duty to help our wives, help our sisters, help our mothers around the household as well. We should iron if we can. We should help to cook if we can. Some men can't iron, like me, I can't iron. So I would ask other members in the family household to iron for me. Therefore, Shahzad, you know, we can't demand things.
Seek le kya hoga shayad? Aapne solicity bhi seeki hai, driving bhi seeki hai.
Shahzad, on that aspect,
kuch khana nahi, but anda bana lete hain.
No, alhamdulillah, I can cook.
To kya, kitna mushkil hai, wo button lagaya, wo istri khud on hoti, ab to wo sidhi wo a gayi hai, fresh karo, wo khud hi ho jati. To jaan bhi nahi lagani padti
aapko. I did try to iron once and I burnt my clothes. And
wo ek dafa hua tha na, ek dafa to nahi
hua. I haven't tried it again.
Aapne wo kapde, bhai, ek dafa, ab thodi experience banda, har dafa bhi chhod deta. Ek dafa khane mein muh jala hua, khana to nahi छोड़ा आपने. ट्राई कर लीजिएगा,
इंशाल्लाह विल ट्राई।
हम इनकरेज कर रहे हैं ना कि यू द थिंग्स यू आर नॉट डूइंग यू कैन डू इट, घर में खुशी आ जाएगी, बोलेगा यार चलो। और आप बोलोगे अब शायद हो सकता है दूसरों के कपड़े भी मेरे पास आ जाए, तो अपने कर लिया करे, कोई मसला नहीं।
कोशिश करूंगा, it's one of those things that we need to take initiative on, you know, help around the household. It will give them a bit of a hand, it will make things a lot easier for them as well, and give them a bit of a respect and care as well.
MashaAllah. Now time for kids package, inshallah.
What's running? You shouldn't turn around and look at the djinn, otherwise you'll turn into a statue. Huh? What's going on? Mommy! Oh, this is the djinn without eyes. Run, Fazan, run! Whilst running, you should not turn around and look at the djinn. Otherwise, you'll become a statue. Run! Jin! There's a jin! Jin! There's a jin! There's a scary jin!
Where's the jin?
There's a jin! Jin!
Brother Fazan, where is the jin?
Huh? There's the jin!
But Brother Fazan, there's no one over there! What's gone wrong with you?
Brother Naman, I was reading a book, Jin Without Eyes, and the jin came outside the book.
Brother Fazan, what are you saying? Which jinn has come out of the book? Come on now, how can this even happen?
Ah! Brother Naman, look over there! Jinn without eyes is coming! Yes,
jinn! 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 There's a jinn! Jinn! Somebody
don't
save
stand
me!
Here.
There's a jinn
here!
What? Brother Fazan, open the door! Brother Fazan, please open the door! Brother Fazan, open the door! Open the door! Brother Fazan, quickly, open the door!
Oh, Brother Naman, now I'm stuck outside! Open the door, let me come inside! Brother Naman, let's go to Brother Ghulam Rasool!
Yes, that's a good idea.
Brother Naman, could you please go have a look? If Brother Ghulam Rasool is at home, I'll wait for you over here.
Who is it?
It's me, Naman. Is Brother Ghulam Rasool at home?
Yes, he is.
Brother Naman, what happened? Is Brother Ghulam Rasool at home?
Yes, Brother Fazan, he is at home.
Then why didn't you call him?
You just asked me to find out if he is at home.
Oh no, Brother Naman!
Oh, what has happened to the light at this time?
Brother Naman, run! Another light jinn is coming from this side.
Brother Naman, what's wrong? Why are you running away?
Oh, hold on a sec. That is Brother Usaid. Brother said, you just scared me.
Brother Numan, why are you out of breath?
Oh no, what shall I do now? How can I save Brother Numan from this light jinn? Somebody save me! Jinn has caught me! Somebody please save me! Please help! Save me! Jinn has caught me! Please
Wait,
save
Jinn,
me!
Wait, what, Jinn? What's wrong me. With you, Brother please Fizan? Help. Look at me! Please this is me, Ghulam Rasool! Wait, Jinn, are you scared of?
Brother Ghulam Rasool! Brother Ghulam Rasool! There are two Jinns in our neighborhood. One Jinn is without eyes, and the other one is the light Jinn. And Brother Ghulam Rasool, you know what? The light Jinn has caught Brother Numan.
Where, Brother Fizan?
Brother Ghulam Rasool, look over there!
Oh, that's Brother Usaid. Because there has been an electricity cut out, that's why he's holding his torch helmet in his hands.
Shukar alhamdulillah. But Brother Ghulam Rasool, Jinn without eyes has appeared.
Jinn without eyes?
Brother Usaid, we got really scared by looking at you. Anyways, a Jinn without eyes has come in our town.
If you don't trust me, ask Numan. He also saw the Jinn without eyes.
Yes, Brother Ghulam Rasool, I also saw that Jinn.
Brother Numan, there must be some kind of misunderstanding.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, they definitely have some kind of confusion.
You got scared for no reason. Just as you thought that Brother Usaid was also a Jinn by looking at his torch helmet.
No, Brother Ghulam Rasool. Honestly, I'm telling the truth. I did see the Jinn. I was reading a book titled Jinn Without Eyes. And then when the lights turned off, I felt that the Jinn Without Eyes came out of the book and is in front of me now.
Is it? Then show me as well.
Come on then, let me show you.
What?
Watch out! Hold on. While we're walking in the middle of the road, we should be walking on the pavement. Otherwise, by walking in the middle of the road, we can also face an accident.
Yes, Brother Ghulam Rasool, you're absolutely right.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, I'm feeling scared.
Why are you scared? There's nothing to be scared of. If you ever feel scared, then recite Ayatul Kursi in the morning and the evening and blow on yourself. And with the grace and mercy of Allah Almighty, no wicked jinn harms a person who offers salah. The glorious Quran is the best of the protectors. We should regularly recite the Holy Quran. Brother Fizan, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said in Surah Al-Baqarah there's one verse, which is the chief of all the verses of the Quran. The house in which Ayatul Kursi is recited, if Satan is present there, then he'll run away. So let us recite Ayatul Kursi. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum. La ta'khuzuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Man dhalladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi'iznihi. Ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim. وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ.
Look over there, Brother Ghulam Rasool. The Jinn without eyes.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, let's run from here. This jinn can also harm us.
With the will of Allah, there will be no harm to us because we have already read Ayatul Kursi. Oh, He's not a jinn. It was just that this boy on his head put a paper sack and scared all of you. And you are reading a scary story. As soon as the electricity was cut off, it went dark everywhere. And you saw his shadow in the moonlight. And you thought that the jinn of the book came outside. Whereas that wasn't the case. It was just your imagination.
Yes, Brother Ghulam Rasool. That's what it seems like.
Come on, let's meet him. I think he's new here and he has just moved down the street. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother, what's your name?
My name is Babar, but everyone at home calls me Bablu. If you want, you may also call me Bablu. And we moved into this area just yesterday. By the way, what is your name?
My name is Ghulam Rasool, and these are my friends, Brother Fizan, Brother Noman, and he is Brother Usaid. Right, Brother Bablu, tell me one thing. Why did you have this paper sack on your head?
Oh, this paper sack? I basically wore it to scare my brother of it.
Brother Bablu, we should not scare others like this. This is something very bad. And also, Brother Fizan, we should make sure that we don't read such fake and fictional stories, which can have a negative effect on us, that can make us coward and scared of every little thing. And secondly, if any such thing ever happens, then you should stay at home. And the first thing you should do is go to your parents and tell them about it.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, please tell me one thing.
Yes, Brother Fizan, what is it?
I was getting really scared. But what was the reason that you didn't get scared at all?
I don't feel scared because I don't read such useless stories at all. And I offer 5 times daily salah. Moreover, I recite Ayatul Kursi after every salah. And every day, I recite Suratul Falaq and Suratul Nas. Dear children, whenever you feel scared, then recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Then Ayatul Kursi. And the last 2 surahs of the Holy Quran, Suratul Falaq and Suratul Nas. Recite both these surahs 3 times each and then blow on yourself. Jazakallahu khairah.
MashaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. Brother Fizan, Bablu, favorite, and MashaAllah, Ghulam Rasool was giving beautiful Madani pearls. Iftikhar bhai, kya kya messages the, thode jo bhi aapne kiya, observe.
There's a very important message here that our children, we shouldn't make them into, like we say, cowards and make them feel frightened over small things. Normally we say that there's a cat coming, there's a dog coming, we make them feel scared. Make the children brave, make them confident individuals. And in many Madani muzakir we hear Amir al-Sunnat mention this. Now, a lot of the times we're making our children, they're so scared. If you think in your household, they're scared to go from the living room to the bathroom. Why? Because we haven't put that bravery into them. Make them brave in doing good things and making sure that they're not feeling frightened. Then teach them Ayatul Kursi, teach them Surah Falaq, teach them Surah Nas. And before going to sleep, the dua before going to sleep. And so they're repeating on a regular basis. They're taking this fear of little things out of their heart. That's what they're going to become confident.
Yeah.
In class, in school, and when they do make a mistake, don't straight away demoralize them. I remember Shah Sahib in one training session a long time ago, teacher training session, they said to us that every time you tell a child off, every time you tell them or you pick a fault with them, you should praise them twice. Meaning that as soon as they do something good, then say, well done. We normally, after one thing, we do another thing, another. They're human as well. Normally you see a child and when you praise them, look how happy they get. You see the smile on their face and they get a spring in their step, they become confident. So don't make them scared, make them confident individuals, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Yeah, these are the things should be in our home anyway. Ayatul Kursi, Surah Falak, Surah Na, the time of sleep, the dua, bachon ko study. Ab bachon ko pehle se kya kya ke ye aa jayega, wo aa jayega, upar ye hai. To sari zindagi phir wo jo dar jo hai na, wo baith jata hai. That's difficult. Shahid bhai, aap kya message denge?
Shahid sahab, what we also learn from there is that rather than giving our children to read any ordinary storybooks, we should give them Islamic storybooks so that they can read Islamic storybooks and then seek knowledge from them as well. And that will not only benefit them at the young, it will benefit them in the long term as well. As they grow older, they'll get into the habit of reading Islamic stories. And if we look at the many books, Quranic wonders, there's many events in there which we can give that to our children or sit with them and read those to them. Because these are the reality of which teaches about knowledge of deen as well, rather than any other story which doesn't have any benefit at all. Whereas Islamic stories will benefit our children as well. Just scaring one another as well, it's not a good thing. Somebody may be ill, you know, with a short heart fuse or something as such, and you scare somebody, and somebody may faint, and it can be significant consequences. Therefore, we should take precautions into what we teach our children, how we teach our children. And as the rabbi mentioned, teach our children the Ayat Kursi, teach our children the last 10 verses of the Holy Quran, so they can memorize these things, and then they can read this on a daily basis, which will benefit them, benefit us, and be peace in the household as well.
MashaAllah. Harun bhai, aap kya message denge?
Since when we talk about children, a lot of times we make them remember things. So they'll know Ayatul Kursi, they'll know the four calls, they'll know other du'as, etc. But sometimes they don't necessarily know the significance behind those things. So we don't tell them the background of something. We'll just say, do it, you have to do it. For example, you know, if a child drinks with his left hand, oh, but that means, you know, you drink with the left hand, you don't know that you need to drink with the right hand. Tell him why we drink with the right hand. And tell him why we do certain things. And they come to do it, next time they will know, okay, I need to drink my right hand because it's a sunnah. And because it's the way that Muslims do it. And if you give them a bit of background, inshallah, you will see this will help them and benefit a lot. And the other thing is like, you have to see the age of the child as well. Because if you, for example, for 15, 16 years, you know, let them as they want to do, whatever they want to do, the way they want to dress, the way they want to hang out with whoever they want to, etc. And then they're 15, 16, they're growing up, they're understanding things now. Then you say to them, no, put that you need to wear this, you need to hang around with these people, don't do this, do that. Then you can forget about them changing many of the habits because they're already grown up into that now. They've got their habits, and old habits die hard, as we know. So when with children, especially with the good habits that you want instilled in them, you have to have that mindset from yourself, from you know, from the beginning, and then instill it with them, inshallah, with time, and hopefully they will grow up to become good people.
MashaAllah. There is one more point I would like to highlight here. Maybe you are a doctor, you are an engineer, maybe you are a very famous business person, a very high profile personality. Doesn't matter who you are. You traveling all around the world, even as a teacher, as a barrister. But if you look at the back, it's family waiting for you. And if you don't give them proper time, then later on will be a big consequences waiting for you. Doesn't matter who you are, whoever you are, because it will be affected, and it will be very badly affected of your life as well. Because aapki jo family hai na, ye aapke jism ke hisse hain. They are your body parts. You can't live without your body parts. Isko yaad rakhiyega. Ye aapka hissa hai, inko aapki zarurat hai. Aur jab aapko inki zarurat hogi, to pata chalega ki aapne time hi nahi diya hua tha. To phir kya hoga? Ye khali zahiri varasat mein nahi, ye aapki batini varasat bhi hai. Kyunki jo aap inko chhod kar jayenge, baad mein wahi hoga. Agar aapne inko apne liye dua karne wala, zikr askar karne wala, Quran padhne wala chhod ke gaye, time diya tha, tarbiyat ki thi, to ye marne ke baad aapko fayda de rahi hogi. तो ये बहुत गौर करने की बात है. इज नॉट अ वाइज पर्सन हु इज डूइंग एवरीथिंग बट नॉट गिविंग टाइम टू देयर ओन फैमिली. सो बी अ वाइज एंड गिव टाइम जिस तरह टाइम देना चाहिए, जिसको जितना देना चाहिए. इसी को तो अकलमंदी कहते हैं. ये थोड़ी एक ही जगह इतना काम, आपने एक ही जगह ये सारी चीजें कर दी है और ये जगह खाली छोड़ी हुई नहीं. जो आपसे रिलेटेड है उनके क्या राइट्स हैं, यू शुड नो दीज थिंग एंड फॉलो दीज रूलिंग्स इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल, एंड यू विल सी योर हाउस इंशाल्लाह. यू कैन फील लाइक यू टू डेली मैं अपने घर के अंदर जो है बहुत ज्यादा टाइम स्पेंड करूं. मेजोरिटी तादाद यार मजा नहीं आता घर में, बाहर नजर आते हैं. घर के अंदर टाइम कैसे गुजारना है, क्वालिटी टाइम किसको कहते हैं, फैमिली का क्वालिटी टाइम क्या होता है, ये सारी चीजें मिलकर इंशाल्लाह आपके घर को एक आइडियल घर बनाएगी इंशाल्लाह. कलाम सुना दें कुछ.
लजपाल नबी मेरे दर्दादी दवा देना, लजपाल नबी मेरे बरकत ना मेरी कब्र वसा देना लजपाल नबी मेरे दादी दवा ना दिन रादा जान देने जदोलो की मदी
MashaAllah. Ji, Iftikhar bhai, kya aakhir mein baat karna chahenge?
Ji, there was a couple of things I wanted to say, but one of the things that does come to mind is when you have children that are similar age, and we just saw a lot of drawings there. When children are similar age, you have to be very careful how you're treating them. Meaning that they, at that time, if you're encouraging one more, encouraging the less the other, or promoting one more because maybe of his talents or his ability in school, the other one definitely is affected. I've met a lot of students in their later life that because what happened to them younger, they've remembered it throughout their life. And sometimes we don't do it in our households deliberately. Like we're encouraging one, you're very good at this, you're brilliant. And we're not saying anything to the other one. And the other one, even though we're not scolding or telling him off or telling her off, but by promoting one, the other one's being affected and thinking that I can't reach the levels of my brother, I can't reach the levels of my sister. So take into consideration that praise both of them. So if whatever they're doing, if one's on a drawing, for example, and the other one's on a drawing, they're both going to come to you and they're going to say, whose is better, dad? Mom, whose is better? So encourage both of them. Say, both of your drawings are brilliant. They're excellent. Another thing that we also sometimes that we do is that the daughters in the household, we have to also, when giving, we should give to them first. Whenever we're rewarding, giving something or taking something with the household, the daughters first. Always give to the daughters first. We think the son is going to earn, is going to be the one that's going to go out, get a good job, and we neglect the daughters. So the daughters, inshallah, will encourage them, to motivate them to also want to excel and to do good. And if the child does make a mistake, remember the child, in his life, he has to have that self-esteem. He has to have that confidence. If they've made a mistake or they've done something wrong, don't shatter their hearts or break them into pieces. For example, they might have taken something out of the fridge and it dropped. Now, if you're going to they didn't do it deliberately, did they? Now, if you're going to yell and shout at them, they might be scared to take anything out rest of their life. Or a typical one is when they're reading their sabak, they're reciting something or they're reading something and they make a mistake. We shout and we yell at them. Maybe the madrasa teacher or the school teacher or somebody at home, they lose that confidence and may not want to do that again. So encourage the child. If you keep shouting at them, scolding them, yelling at them, it's going to demoralize them. Their confidence goes. Just like if at work somebody says, no, you're doing this wrong. You've done that wrong. Put it down. No, leave it. Our confidence will go. Like when we're driving. Someone says, no, move the indicate this way, go this way. You're going to feel like I can't drive, even though you can. You can think I can't do a bayan, even though you can. You think I can't read out, even though you can. And because somebody telling you off again and again, it makes you think you can't do those tasks that you can. And it's like a child, if you keep scolding them, telling them off, then what's going to happen is going to shatter their confidence. We want to make these children into confident individuals that represent Islam, ambassadors of Islam. And when people come to their house, they're confident to communicate with them, speak with them, and talk with them. That's why it's very important to have that family time. And one of the ways to build the confidence is very, very easy. It's like you're doing so many things in one time. You've got family time together. You've got knowledge time together. You've got dars time together. Mashallah. Encourage one of your children every single day, a different family member, to do that task. For example, my strength, I'm good at English. I'm weak at Urdu. I try to do the dars in Urdu, inshallah. And you see how difficult it will be. Mm-hmm. And maybe the mother of your children, she's not good with English, but she's good with Urdu. Encourage her to do the English dars. And then encourage them where they're making their mistakes and you're doing good. And likewise with the children, when they might be struggling to read a sentence from the dars, build their confidence up. That 5-minute dars, Shah Sahab, where you do 5-minute dars, you recite Surah Mulk, and that family time where you've not got no gadgets on or tablet or screen on, and no one's doing everything else, that is probably, I reckon, that 5 to 10 minutes in the day is the most crucial time for your family. Because you're learning at the same time, you're helping each other, you're listening to one another, you're getting confidence for your children. They're also learning that this is important. The dars in the family to make your household a beautiful place and a household where everybody loves the deen and they love Islam. That way, that 5-minute dars is important. Fix a time in your house to roughly by 8 o'clock, 8:30, and make sure you stick to that schedule. You don't miss it. And if the mother and father get a little bit lazy, then children say, look, it's 8 o'clock, it's time for dars. If the children get lazy, parents should remind them, this schedule must be a must in the household, the 5-minute dars, inshallah, to make your houses into more beautiful, peaceful households, inshallah.
Shahid bhai, kya message aapki taraf se?
Shahid sir, just a quick message. We've talked about the relationship of husband and wife and how a home should be. Equally, if you look at children in the house as well, many people give more priority to the sons rather than the daughters. Whereas daughters are a great blessing of Allah Almighty. If we look at generally, we know that in majority of the cases, it is the daughters who look after the parents as they grow older. A daughter, she'll have that extra attachment with her parents and she will spend more time at home. So we should encourage our daughters as well and give more priority to the daughters rather than neglecting the daughters and give more priority to the sons. Daughters are a gift from Allah Almighty and they are for a short period with us. Meaning that soon they'll get married, they'll move on with their partners and they'll have their own lives. So therefore we should treat our children, our daughter with the utmost love and care as well.
Refraining from discussing your home business with people outside the home.
MashaAllah.
Many times we find this pointed. That people, they'll go out, whether it's friends, whether it's work colleagues, they'll tell them, oh, you know, yesterday this happened and, you know, she's doing my head, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, then that person may have other intentions, you don't know. And he may give him the wrong kind of advice. He might tell him to do such and such or say such and such, which will only make the matter worse. And I would say even, you know, family, friends, etc. No, keep your home business at home. If you have any disagreements, you have any disputes, sort them out within yourselves, inshallah, and you will see that it will save a lot of bigger arguments, a lot of bigger troubles from happening, inshallah.
Internal matters, your home matter shouldn't be discussed. close outside, discuss outside openly. Yes, आपके कोई parents से कोई है जो मामले को हल कर सकते हैं तो फिर है, वरना जाके वैसे ही अब वो डिस्कस क्या करना है, सोशल ऊपर स्टेटस पे डाल देते, पता चल जाता है घर में क्या हुआ है. बोलने की जरूरत ही नहीं होती, वो रिमार्क्स हो, बंदे के स्टेटस ही बता देगा आपका स्टेटस क्या है. जो आप लगा रहे होते हो ना, पता चल जाता आप क्या हो, क्यों लगा रहे हो. तो ये भी एक सोचने वाली बात है, क्या लगाना है, कैसे लगाना है. सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम.
Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.